We're up to the Gemara, Ravina Amar. The De'ula Pligi. All right, so we had a Stiras Abraisis. In the case of Beninus Viziburis, does the Balchov get Beninus like the Nizik, or does he get Ziburis like Suvas Isha? One Braisa says, the first Braisa quoted says, the Balchov is Beninus, and the second Braisa said that the Balchov is Ziburis. So far we've had three explanations for reconciling the two Braises. The first explanation was in defense of the Manda Amar that Bishalohin Shaman. The problem that we raised was, how could you say the Balchov should be getting Beninus if we go Bishaloh, if the Shuma is Bishaloh, then this Beninus is Idis, and therefore Yidacha Balchov etzu Ziburis. So the first suggestion was that the first Braise is discussing a case of Haisalo Idis Umachara. So he originally had Idis, and therefore at that point the Beninus was Nishtabit B'Toras Beninus, and therefore he can collect Beninus later on also. The second Braise is talking Lo Haisalo Idis Umachara. Second shot of the Gemara was the way Rashi understood and Tosa understood it, that both Braises are holding B'Shal Olam Hin Shamin. And they will go with the first Pshat of Rashi, what Tosa says. And the question is only whether that Beinus is Shaveh Kebeinus Di Alma, and that's what the first Bais is going with, or the Beinus is Keidus Di Alma, in which case he can't get it because it's not what a Balchov gets. A Balchov gets Beinus. The third Pshat was that the Machokes is in fact whether B'Shalohim Hin Shamin or B'Shalohim Shamin. In other words, that's goof of the question. The first Braisa holds B'Shalohim Hin Shamin, and therefore, even though it's Edis B'Shaloh, but it's Beinus B'Shalohim. And the second Braisa goes that B'Shalohim Hin Shamin, and that's why the Balchov will have to get Ziburis. So far, those are the three explanations. Now we have to understand what Ravina is doing here in terms of relating to the two Braises, and does he, in fact, address the original question that was posed in the Gemara on the Mandam B'Shaloh, or is he avoiding that? For that, we only have the two solutions that have been suggested for the first Braise, either Haisal Idus Machara or B'Shal Olam Hin Shamin. That's all part of what we have to keep in the back of our minds as we understand Ravina. Ravina brings in a statement of Ula. And he says, B'du Ula Pligi. The machokis has to do with something that Ula said. What did Ula say? The Amar Ula. Dvar Torah, Balchov b'ziburis. Shenemar, Bachutz tamot, Ba'isha tanosha bo yotzei lechas avot hachutza. The pasuk talks about a shliach beis din who's taking money for either for a mashkin or for the payment. It's a little bit unclear if this is the payment of the chov or it's a mashkin. We'll see the issues relating to this. But he's collecting on behalf of the malve from the assets of the lova. And it says there that you have the shliach basin going into the property of the lova and bringing out whatever it is to give to the malve. What is he taking out? So, ma darko shel adam lahotzi lachutz pachos yibakelem. So what is it that the lova would want to part with, that the shliach basin would take from him to give to the malve? Obviously something which is not of high quality. Pachas yibakelem. So this pasuk, therefore, an indication that Balchov midoraisa dino b'ziburis. Of course, the question that Tosis will be relating to and will get to Mirz Hashem and other Rishonim is, after all, we said before, by metaltalin calling me metavhu. So if it's metaltalin, what are you calling it, ziburis? And this is a limud for ziburis of karka, but this is after all metaltalin, which should be considered metav. Obviously, it's a question we have to deal with. But l'maisa, this is the alfusa from the pasuk, that the fact that a person is motzi pachos yibakelem to pay would suggest that balchov dina b'ziburis, and that's exeris a custom that we run it out. Ula is going to continue here, but just before we continue along with Ula, because there's a takanas chachamim involved as well that upgrades the balchov, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that a balchov b'ziburis? In other words, it would sound like without the pasuk, I would give the balchov something more than ziburis. The pasuk is what teaches us the balchov ziburis. What would you think, achora, if you don't have any pasuk at all, what's the default? Then you can give what you want, right? The fact that the pasuk is here to tell me balchov ziburis, because of the Xeris HaKasav of Madako Shaladam Lahotzi Pachas Shevekelen, so that sounds like there would have been a Svara that would have taught me otherwise, a Svara or a Drasha. So what could we say? We mentioned, so it could be you'd learn it out from somewhere else. What do we know? Nezikin is Be'idis, Metav Sodeyu. Maybe you learn it out from how you learn it out? We know Metav is a Halacha that's dependent on Tachas Nesine Shalim Kesef. So there was a line in the Gemara, right? That Balchov Dino, we had a daf earlier. There is such a shita, and there's a lesson in the parallel Gemara Kitten, and it says, Kid Nezikin. What do you mean, Kid Nezikin? So the Rabbi Akrashkash said that we could find the word Kesef by Balchov, and Kesef Tal Vesami. So maybe that's what you would have thought, that Balchov would be Be'idis based on Tachas Nesinish on Kesef. So that's why the Pasuk has to tell me otherwise. So one possibility. And those of you who got, of course, got to the Ravid, we'll get to the Ravid's own shot, but Betoch HaDvarim, what did you see in the Ravid? Interesting Svara. The Ravid gives a Svara that a Balchov should be Be'idis. Why? Who remembers what we saw in the Ravid? He did him a favor. Watch, Asal Chesed. Asim Chesed. So apparently that could be a Svara, Bidoraisa, that we would say on our own that a Balchov should get Edis because he did a Chesed. Interesting Svara, Doraisa. So the Pasuk has to tell me otherwise. These are all reasons why there could be a Manda Amma that holds the Edis, that if you hold otherwise, the Pasuk had to tell me otherwise. There are other Svaras, I think the Meiri and Gittin says, if he lent him money, then he should be getting something as close to money as possible. We know that the more Metav it is, the more convertible it is to Kesef. So it could be that's a Svar that Balchov should get Kesef. All possible Svaras, Drushes. So this is what the Pasuk is telling me, not that way. Don't go that way. Don't assume that Balchov should get Edis. Dvar Torah, Balchov is Iburis. Okay, but the Mishnah says that Balchov is Bebeinis. So this will continues and says, so what is it that allows him to get Beinis? The right should be Ziburis. Ma tam amu Balchov Bebeinis. Kidei shirotinu delas bifnei lovin. In order that people should not be deterred from lending money, if they're going to only get Ziburis for when they get collecting karka, they won't want to lend. Therefore, the Chachamim established that Balchov should be Bebeinis. This is Ula's statement. So Ula's statement has two parts. Number one, what he begins with, that midoraisa b'ziburis. And then he continues and says the reason for why they get beinus. The Mishnah says they get beinus, but the Ula gives the reason, the takanas chachamim of nilas delas. And explains that what's the context of this din of the Mishnah, that it should have been ziburis, midoraisa, and the chachamim upgraded him. So with this in mind, the Gemara finishes by saying, Mar Isri Takanta de Ula. Here the words that we have are Takanta de Ula. In the beginning, the words were Bidu'ula Pligi. But the Gersa says we have in front of us is Mar Isri Takanta de Ula. The Rips Gersa is different, and you'll see in the Ravid, Mar Isri de Ula. Very significant Shinoi Agrisos here. Our Gersa, Mar Isri Takanta de Ula. Umar Lesri Takanta de Ula. So what is left with us? What is Avina coming to do here? So let's start with Rashi, Tosis, and then from there. How does this relate to the Sfiras HaBrais? Sukt Rashi. B'de'ula kamifligi. Tana basra lesle takanta de'ula. In other words, there was a Brais that said, Beinus v'ziburis, the Balchov is going to get ziburis like Suvasisha. Why? Because lesle takanta de'ula, he doesn't hold that there was a takana that Ula referred to. That takana that Ula said, that spoke about, that the Balchov was upgraded from the dindo rice of Ziburis to Beinis, Shirotin Odeles, this Tana of the second rice disagrees with that. Ela basa kra azil. In other words, he agrees that midoraisa dindo b'ziburis, as Ula began, he disagrees with, to quote, the takanta de'ula. The takanta de'ula was that the Chachamim stepped in because of Nilas Delas and gave him the Schus of Beininus. The second Tana disagrees with that. And therefore Rashi continues, says Mefurish, Afilu Havel Einami, was a case happens to be in the Braisa, Beinus Viziburis. What say he would have had Edis Beinus Viziburis? So what would be the din then? So Rashi says, according to what Ravina is saying, there'd be no difference. But Afilu Havel Einami Edis, let's say besides Beinus Viziburis, he had Edis as well. The Hashta Havelei Beinus Gemura, Bein Lidide, Bein Alma. So in other words, in the case of Beinus Viziburis, the bainus became edus if you go b'shalohin shamis. If it's a case of edus bainus v'zibus, if he had another piece of land better than the bainus, then it's for sure bainus. Bainus by every standard. So let's understand what comes out of Rashi's Pshat of the Gemara. So we understand that the second Raisa tells us, because the second Raisa doesn't agree with Takanta de Ula. So what does it really not agree with, fundamentally? It's not just Takanta de Ula that it's disagreeing with. What else is it disagreeing with?
The Mishnah
Gittin. I mean, Ula, basically, is one of the problems that we shouldn't have on Rashi. Ula is simply explaining the background for the Mishnah. The Mishnah states, the first Mishnah in the Perek HaNezakim, Mem Chesam Bezen Gittin, HaNezakim Shamlen Be'idis, V'achob Be'enis Kruzisha Be'ziburis. Ula is explaining where we get this halacha, the V'achob Be'enis. So Ula said, well, Midoraisa should be Be'ziburis based on the pasuk that he quotes. The reason that they get Be'enis, Mishum Nilas Delas, Tiknu Chachamim Nilas Delas. What we're saying, in effect, here is that there is a Tana of a Braisa that disagrees with the din of the Mishnah, that states, Balchov bebeinis, no. Balchov would be ziburis. By saying, Lesley takanta de ula, in effect, he's saying that he disagrees with the Mishnah. Okay, that's what comes out in terms of the second rice, Lufi Ravina, according to Rashi. So it doesn't matter that it's Beinus Viziburis, it could be Edis Beinus Viziburis, nothing to do with the issue of Bishalol, Bishalolam. It could be Beinus on every regard. It could check off the Beinus list, no matter what you want to define the Shuma as, right? Define it as Bishalolam Beinus, Bishalol Beinus. The fact is, get Viziburis, no Takana, Milas Dallas. Okay, and what would Ravina say regarding the first Bryce? So what's the Eitzah for that? The first Bryce says, it's Isle de Ula. It means the first Bryce agrees with the Takaras Chachamim and Nilas Delas, agrees with the Mishnah Gittin, that Balchov is Bebeinus. And what does it say in the first Bryce? That the Balchov is going to get the Bebeinus. But where does it leave us with the question of before? How do you explain it? After all, what happened to the idea that the Bebeinus became Edith, the Yidach and Balchov is a Ziburis? So how would Ravina solve the first Bryce? So there are only two options, and that doesn't change. What are the two options? Vishalolam Eshamin, or Hasal HaSalidus Machara. Ravina's not tampering with that. Ravina is not coming to give a new solution for the first Braisa to respond to the Kasha that was addressed. How do you explain why he gets Bainus? It should be Ziburis because the Bainus becomes Edis and Vishalolam Eshamin. Say what you want. You could say Vishalolam Eshamin, and that's one solution. That was what came out of the second and third by same of before. Or you could say b'shaloi and shamin and go with the first approach, that ha'isaloi d'samachara, and that's not Ravina's agenda here, right? Ravina just wants to show you what could be the nature of the machokas between two braises. And the machokas could be b'de'ula, meaning takanta de'ula, that takana that Ula spoke about to explain that the Mishnah says the b'chol b'beinis, was it such a takana or not? So the first Braisa holds that there was such a takana, the Mishnah is correct, and Ula's explanation is valid, and there's a din of Bachob and Beinus. How come he gets Beinus over here? Figure it out. Bishalolam Mishamin or Haisalidus Machara, either way, it works out. Second Braisa holds that there was no takana, Bachob is Ziburis, and that's the way it stays. He follows the Doraisa, there was no Derabanan, and therefore, no matter what the case would be, the din would be Ziburis. This is Rashi. Should be crystal clear to everybody, right? This is what comes out of Rashi. Nothing has been affected in terms of reinterpreting the first Braisa vis-a-vis anything we've said until now. To try to bring a new variable to Miyashiv, the first Braisa. Everything that we said before that would explain the first Braisa stands. You have the two options, and those are your options. Ravina just wants to understand what's the machokes of two brises, and that would be based on whether there is a takanas chacham midraban and a beinus or not. Good. Now we get to Tosis. Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. What does he ask? He asks Rashi. Mar lesle takanta de ula. Which brise is this? Second, when it says Benus v'Ziburis v'Chov, like the Ksuvas Isha goes to Ziburis. Says Tosas, Dafka Hecha Deresle Idis. The Tosas, you see where he's departing from Rashi. Rashi went on the record and said Mefurish, that the din of the second Braisa, that Bachov will get Ziburis, would not just be if he had Benus v'Ziburis alone. If he would have better land than the Benus, it would be the same thing, because the din would be Bachov Ziburis, there's never a Takan Chacham. Tosas says no. That there's a din that Bachov gets Benus is a Mishnah, after all. But Tosas is going to say that the halacha, the Bachov gets Benus, based on the Takan Chachamim, is only when he has Eidus Benus in Ziburis. But a case where it's only Benus for Ziburis, that's where Leske Takanta, that's where Tosas is going to be differing from Rashi. Let's see. Dafke Hecha de Leske Eidus, the Havile Benus Eidus Eide. So now that there is no Eidus, there's nothing better than that Benus, comes at that by the standards of Bishalo. Now, this doesn't mean that Tosas is saying we're going Bishalo. Let's not confuse the two issues. Tosas to the contrary. We'll see in the Rabbeinu Peretz makes it very clear. We'll try to explain why it is that way. The Rabbeinu Peretz, who goes like Tosas, starts right away with Ravina and says, everybody holds Bisholola Minsham. We'll chishben that out in a minute, why that is. But Tosas, but Lamaisa, this bainness of Bisholola is the best of what the Lova has. Therefore, it's his edis, call it that. And it's only in a case like that that Lesle Takata De'ula, that the second Vaisa will say that there's no Takana made for him to get Beinonis. In the case where the Beinonis, which is halachically Beinonis, happens to be his Edis. Because he has nothing better. What's the difference? Why should that be not subject to the Takana of Nilas Delis? So Tosis tells you what. And Tosas, how do I know that that's true? Only over here is Lesli Takan. The Midin Naka Benis Viziburis. After all, what did Baisa speak about? Benis Viziburis, not Edis Benis Viziburis. Mashma di Isle Edis, then Gavi Balchov mi Benis. Okay, so you see where Tosas is disagreeing in the picking with Rashi. Rashi says, who are din? Tosas, what do you mean? He spoke about Benis Viziburis. So what's the svar behind this? The kasavar and the tana of the second brisa holds kevan de lesle el benis viziburis. Since he doesn't have anything better than that benis. So the shaykh and that benis means his benis of bishalolam, right? So he has nothing better than that. So therefore the shaykh kan time adam banizokin. So now we can apply the svara that was mentioned in Perek HaNezakin that says the following. The Gemara there says the following: Nema Balchov ain't dino beidus. Kidei shu lo yira sadin nar v'dira nalach aveiro v'yomar ekpots valvenu kidei she'egve osa b'chovi. So what's the statement of the Gemara that he's quoting? This has to do with a shita of Rav Shimon that's discussing if Shimon's shita happens to be that. Different than Ula, right? But Ula is saying that Balchov Midoraisa is Biziburis. Rav Shimon says that Midoraisa Balchov is Beidis. But Rav Shimon explains why doesn't he get Edis, if that's what he should get Midoraisa. Whatever the Sfaris are, they should get Midoraisa Edis, but he's not going to get, he's only going to get Beidis. The reason is because what could happen is a person could see somebody else as something very nice, as they're part of their you know, the net assets, and he has a good opportunity to be able to collect on it, because he'll lend the money, the person won't be able to pay back, he'll spend it, and then I'll be able to collect something very good on at the person's expense. And therefore, that's the reason why Balchov doesn't get Edis. That's the context of that Gemara. Tosas is now applying it as follows. Now we're not going with the Manda Amar that Balchov Midaraisa Edis. We're going Manda Amar, Balchov Midaraisa is what? Ziburis. But we're talking about whether or not the Chachamim made a Takanas Chacham made a Takana to upgrade him to Beinonis. Says Tosas. When does it make sense that to say the Chachamim made a Takana because in Nios Delis to upgrade him to Beinonis? If this Lova has Edis, Beinonis, and Ziburis. So upgrading him to Beinonis, in that case, makes sense. But if the Lovet doesn't have anything better than that Beinonis, then we have to be concerned for the same reason that Rav Shimon talked about why the Chachamim could not allow it to be Edis. Because we're afraid that a person is going to take advantage of somebody else and lend them money in order to get something very good, something very fine. Sadinah and social chavero. So this is a concern here as well. I know what you're asking. Wait. Okay, what's the concern? The concern is that he's going to see, this person's got something really good, and it's his best. Let me take advantage of him and find a way to lend him money in order to get it for myself. Now, that concern is only true if it's the best by him. If it's not the best by him because he has something even better, then there's no reason why we can't make a takana nigas delas to upgrade into Beinonis, because we don't have the concern of ekbot zel then. Arye, you're asking, why is it a concern because it's the best by him? It should be a function of what's good in general. Who's on your side? The Ravid is going to go with his own pshat. Mamish is going to see, separate from the pshat itself being different, the underlying premise of what we see in Tosis, the Ravid took for granted the opposite. And that's Nachas David points out what you're saying. The Luchara, the Svara, is very hard to understand in Tosis. Why? And Nachas David makes the point. Why should you assume of Chashash Ekvus Velvenu because it's the best by the Lover? Ekvus Velvenu should be that I want something good, which is hard to get anywhere else, but it's by you, and I can get it by lending you money. If you default on the payment, I'll get something which is not available anywhere else, and it's something that's desirable. So that's a chashash ekbot velvenu. So we're talking about an objective type of an edis that makes sense. Tosis is applying that idea to a subjective edis. For all I know, it's not an edis by everybody. It's edis by you. That means it's available elsewhere. So why should we be concerned that I'm going to want what? Come to take sadistic pleasure. That's what it will mean, in effect, right? It's not about me getting something that I couldn't get elsewhere. It's that I got it from you. Mistama, that's what Tosis will have to be saying. That it's not just about I should have it. It's that I should have it at your expense. If I have a choice, I guess people are sometimes that way. All kinds of psychological, irregularities that people have, It's not about me getting that, it's about you not having it and I having it from you. So if it's the best by you, that's a chashash. Because it means I took away your best. I took away your best. See the Yetzirah operates, right? I took away your best. Tosis apparently understood it that way too. So that also goes into Ekbot's velvet. However, if there's already something better, that doesn't give me the same kind of pleasure because you have better. But if I got the best from you, Pashtus, you would have said, right, we should look at people in a better light, right? Ekbos Lovenos, I want to get something good for myself. If I can't get it elsewhere and it's edis by the world, that's a prime real estate, that's prime objects. But the fact that by him it's the best, why should that be a motivator for me? Tosis would hold, it is. Because I'm getting from you. Not just, I got it. I got the best from you. No, so just a cheshbon apshat, just it comes out. Just let's work out for ourselves before Yonatan. I'll take it a second. So according to Tosfos pshat, what differentiates, first of all, from Rashi? The Gemara says, Mar Les, the second Bryce are saying that the Balchov gets Zivuris. It's not all the time that the Balchov gets Zivuris. What is it? It's specific to the case over here, Benes v'Zivuris, because here we didn't make the takana. Here we didn't make the takana. Why? Because of the chashash, Tosfos says of Ekbot Velveno, to get your best. And the first brisa, isle takana de'u. What does the first brisa hold? That they like Aryeh, right? In other words, Lemaisa, I make a takana of Nilas Delis, that he should get Beinonis. And I'm not concerned that Ekbot Velvenu, that I'm going to do it, take advantage of it. And meanwhile, what do these brises hold? B'shalo, I'm going to Tosfos. Tosfos didn't spell it out. Rabbeinu Peretz did. What does Rabbeinu Peretz say? Both brises hold b'shalolam. Why? I mean, there's another option. Say b'shalol, and explain the case to be what? What will be the reason why the first brisa says that he gets bainness? What's the other option for the first brisa? Ha'isolidus machara. What's wrong with that? Why is it, what makes Rabbeinu Peretz say within this pshat that both brisa hold b'shalolam? Maybe let's put it to the case that it's ha'isolidus machara. So it's bainness of b'shalol. No, it's obvious answer. No, anyone's holding should tell me the answer.
What?
Why would
it matter if they hold ruler or not?
What do you mean? No, the question, he sold it. At the time of the Guvayna, there is no Edith.
I mean, if that's the case, then
Ruler
would make a difference.
And the Bafo should get Edith in the second way.
Why?
Because then you have Edith.
He doesn't have Edith now, but say better. What do you mean? But the Ekpot Velven was a function of what? Of the halva. If you're telling me he had edis at the time of the halva, then the reason why you wouldn't want to make the takana doesn't apply. The reason you're not going to make the takana for him is because he would be lending money for the sake of, with the agenda to be able to get the person's best. That means at the time of the halva, that was the person's best. If you tell me he had edis on top of it, then the spara doesn't apply. It's not the best. And again, we're saying that the cases are identical in the two brises. The only difference is, do I make the takan of chachamim in the case of benes v'ziburis, where you could have argued that maybe a person might be motivated by the fact that he wants to get the person's best, or do we not make the takan because of that reason? But that means that the case has to be, by definition, that he had only benes v'ziburis at the time of the halva. And that's where we can now consider this new factor of, well, maybe he's only doing it, he's going to be lending money in order to get the person's best. That means that Casey didn't have this at the time. He had only Bainus. So then if that's the case, then why is one Bryce say Bainus, he gets Bainus? Let the Bainus become Edis, and it should be getting Ziburis. The answer is, obviously, we're going B'Shalolam Hisham. Clear? So this is the pshat that Tosis is saying. It's not... For Rashi, understand the difference. For Rashi, Ula could leave the first brisa with two possible options. For Rashi, Ravina could leave the first brisa with two possible options. Either the first brisa holds b'shalolam in shaman, it's one possibility, or the first brisa holds b'shalolam in shaman, and it was a case of machara. That's all possible. Both are valid. All Ravina wanted to do is explain that the second brisa holds that there's never takana v'chol b'beinus. V'chol b'zibus against the Mishnah Gidin, this Rashi. According to Tosfos, of course the Mishnah Gidin is correct, but that's only by case of Edis, Beinus, and Ziburis. But in the case of Beinus v'ziburis, there we didn't make the takana. Tosfos explains why not. Because of the chshash of the ekpot v'elvenu, and now we realize if that's the case, that the case had to be that there was never any, even before, and there was never any other edis. That's why there could be something to talk about. Maybe he's going to be motivated by wanting to take the best of the other person at the time of the loan. So it means that both brises are talking that he never had another land before, which means that obviously you're going b'shalolam hin shaman. However, since midaraisa b'ziburis, the chachamim upgraded him to beinus, so in a case like this, did they make the takana or not? First Bryce has said, Isrei de Ula, that they did make the takana, even in the case of Beinus v'ziburis, so he gets Beinus. Second Bryce, so Lesrei de Ula, in a case like this, Beinus v'ziburis, so then he gets Ziburis because they never made the takana for him.
I'm still confused. The idea of Shimon that it's really like a chesed and that he should really need the rights to be getting. It is, and then
yeah.
Bumping down into
Venus. Yeah, yeah.
And then Ula says that Midrash is getting
Ziburis. Right.
So how do those work?
So Ula and Rav Shimon are clearly arguing. According to the Ravid's Pshat, which I haven't gotten to yet, that's going to be the Kavanah of the Gemara. Nothing to do with the Takana, but that Machokas, and that's going to be inserted into the Sugya. We'll get to that soon. But that's a given. That's a fact. That Ula is coming from one direction to explain that the Mishnah's din of Achob Beinus is that Midaraisa is Ziburis and he was upgraded to Beinus. Rav Shimon is the other direction. Midaraisa is Beidus and he was downgraded to Beinus. That's a fact. The reason that he was downgraded, according to Rav Shimon, was the svara of Shalom Yomar, I see something nice by him, Sadinah Ekbos Belven. What Tosis is doing over here is saying that that svara has some validity, even if I'm talking within the world of Ula. But one could argue that the whole takana that Ula spoke about, that means that he was upgraded from Ziburis to Beinus, was only in a case where there's something that he had be higher than the Beinus. It means he had either Beinus and Ziburis. And that's when Balchoba get Beinus. But if the person had only Beinus and Ziburis, then there was never a takana to be upgrading him to Beinus. Why? Because we have to be concerned that the person might be motivated by a desire to get the best of what the other person has. Therefore, Ula's takana, less late takana, Ula means in a case like this. The Brises are arguing whether takana de Ula was made in a situation of where the Lova had just Beinus and Ziburis. Why possibly would it not have been made in that case? Because of that svara that was mentioned in a different context, and of Shimon, why he was downgraded from Edith Doraisa to Beinus. So that svara is a reason why we would not upgrade him from Ziburis to Beinus in a case where the Beinus is the best by the Lova.
So the same svara.
That's right.
Who his bar plugsa uses.
Yes, yes, exactly. Tosus is borrowing that svara and inserting it into this sugya over here in terms of why we wouldn't use the takana to upgrade. Correct. Clear. Yeah.
It's just a possible explanation of Tosis' svara with Ekpots Ve'Avenu. Just a possible explanation of Tosis' understanding of Ekpots Ve'Avenu. That's like, I don't know if it's so great, but it's just a little bit better than the sadistic.
You don't like what I said. Okay, go ahead.
No, it seems like that's what it would be, but I think it could be that, you know, just that concern applies all the time, that anyone who makes a loan, we're concerned, he's not really making a loan to help out. He's making a loan because he just wants, like, quality land. So he wants anything that has quality. The question is, it's only going to apply
could
to someone's
elsewhere,
best thing.
You can get it elsewhere, but Maisa, you can get it from him. You could be right. Could be you don't have to say quite as strongly as I said it.
And,
but Maisa, there are other ways to get it.
It's only
going to
apply to the best
it?
Thing. It's only going to apply to the best thing because he's not going to loan to someone and then take the second best.
Maisa, this is one path that he could take to get it.
Yeah
but okay, but Maisa, it's not the best in the world, but okay, still something that has a certain standard. Okay, maybe. Now, something interesting. Before we get to the Ravid's own pshat, here, no. It's the Ravid quotes this pshat of Tosfos, but there's something missing that Tosfos said that the Ravid did not say, something you hopefully picked up on. This Nekuda that Tosfos said, that the reason, in other words, the pshat is the same that he quotes, the same those other Rishonim, that the lesle de ula, meaning lesle takata de ula, that it was not made in a case where there's no edis, only benus viziburis. But why not? Tosa says, because of the chshash of Ekbot Velveno that he borrowed from the case of Rav Shimon, right? The Ravid leaves that out. The Ravid simply says that the takana was not made if he would not be leaving any edis by the lova. It's only when there was some edis left by the lova, that's when he'd be upgraded to benus. What's missing in the Ravid is this element that the reason why he was not the Talmud was there was because of the Chshash Ekbots Ve'Avenu. Take a look in the way the Ravid puts it. Ra'isi kol mefarshim shapir shukach. The Likuli Alma b'shal olam hen shaman. Again, I don't know what kovetz you have, but in mind they corrected some of the mistakes in the language. Others maybe you don't have that corrections, but I read it the way it should be. The kuyam b'shalom hin shamin. Okay, that's what we said. Ukigon shahisa beinus shelo kibeinus di alma. Right, that's what we spelled out as well. But had the sanya nizakin b'chov the beinus isle takanta de ula afilu. What does it mean to isle? Isle even in a case kishe engel ela beinus v'ziburis. That's the issue. Does takanta ula apply even if there's only beinus v'ziburis and not edus? Umanda Amar Nizikin bebeninus, it should say. Ubachov ksuvas isha beziburis, that's brisa number two. Right? I know what you have, but that's what it should say. Zikin bebeninus, bachov resre beha, beha, takada de ula. Here, listen carefully. The chi tekinu rabbanon, bachov bebeninus, when did the chachamim make the takana of bachov bebeninus? Hecha de isle idis ubeninus beziburis. Again, put in beziburis. The kaima idus kame, because this idus is still by him. So I'll take the benis, but there'll still be idus. Avo be benis v'ziburis echudayu lo tikkun rabbanan. Kach pirshu rishonim. Now you hear clearly what's missing in the Ravid. What's missing is what Tosfos says that why lo tiknu b'kihai gavna? Because of shelo yomar, right? Ekbot v'alven. Now, the obvious reason for that is because the Ravid took for granted that you don't have a chshash of ekbot velvenu because it's his best. It's only when it's the best in an objective sense. And here we say it's only equal to what? The Alma. It's only equal benes the Alma, not Edis the Alma. So it's very readily available, the Alma. So why would I want to get it from him? So I have to lend the money to get something I can get just as well somewhere else? So the Ravid himself is going to use that logic when he presents his own pshat. So it's clear that that's not what is the reason why by Benes v'ziburis there was no takana made. Tosfos said that because Tosfos disagrees on that point. So no, the Ravid had to leave that out. But I think there's another nekuda here. So what did the Ravid say? So the Ravid leaving that out. So what makes this different? That the takana was only where there's Edis, Benes, and Ziburis, that's when the Chachamim made Hakana to upgrade, because Nilas Delas, to upgrade the Balchov from Ziburis to Benes. But if there's no Edis by the Lover, just Benes with Ziburis, there's something better than the Benes of Shalolam, then they didn't make the Takan. What's the Svar there? Like, so why not? Why not? Nilas Delas. I mean, like, the Ravid didn't really explain that. It needs a little bit of a hesber on our part. Like, so if it's Tosfos gave you the Nekuda, what makes this different that they shouldn't have made a Takana? Because you have that Svara that we borrowed from Rav Shimon and Gittin that we could apply over here. The Ravid can't say that for the obvious reason that, like Ari Taina before, because that's not a good Svara. L'maisa, it's not Edis. Why should he be having to take it away from the Lova? It's not such an ideally, such objectively, such a nice thing. It's maininess. So what's the reason why the Takana shouldn't be made? The Takana was only made when, like, the Pshat is the same, but the Svara now has to be added now. What's the reason? Okay, so let me hear. How did you learn it? You weren't the Ravid. The Ravid, before you got the Ravid quoted his Pshat. What the Ravid left out the Ekbos Belvenu. So what's the differentiating factor? Why would the Chachamim only make the Takana when he had Edis as well, better than the Benes of the Alma? But when it's just the Benes of the Alma, we're not leaving him Edis, then the Chachamim did make the Takana. Maishna, what's the difference? How did you learn it? How will you learn it? Everyone hear the question? No? Yes? No? Let's backtrack. The Pshat of Tosfos, vis-a-vis Rashi, what's the basic Pshat? Isre takanta de ula, lesser takanta de ula doesn't mean in general. Of course, there's a Mishnah in Gittin that says b'chol v'beinus. No Bryce is going to hold that there's no such takan. The second Bryce, after all, didn't take a case of Edis beinus v'ziburis and tell me b'chol v'ziburis. No. Lesre takanta de ula means only in the case where there's a beinus and ziburis and there isn't better, anything better by the law. That's where the machokas will revolve around. Would there be a takana b'chol v'beinus? Again, v'shalolam in shaman, it's equal to beinus of v'shalolam. But would there be such a takana b'chol v'beinus to be upgraded to beinus in a case where the lova has nothing better than that beinus? If he has something better, then for sure there was a takana. If he doesn't have anything better, that's where the question is. Why should it be different? So Tosfos presents a reason why it's different. Because if it happens to be his best, then we have to be concerned from that there'll be a motivation, whether nefarious motivation or less than nefarious. Okay, we can discuss what the motives would be. Whatever the reasons could be, a person is going to want to take that quote-unquote benes b'shalolam, which is edus of the lova, and want to have it for himself. And therefore, he might lend money in order to get an opportunity to have that. And therefore, we wouldn't make the takana. That's what Tosfos. The Rabbi didn't think that was a good svara. We'll see that from the Hemshach of Rabbi. The Rabbi left out that nekuda. The Rabbi just said simply that the Chachamim would not have made a takana except only in a case where we left him edus. But if the bainness that we're going to have the malva take is going to be a bainness that did not leave him with any edus, then we didn't make the takana mishum nilas deus. The rabbi doesn't leave us much to work with. So why not? Yeah, Benjamin.
Perhaps the chachamim didn't want the lovat to give away his best field.
Okay, so I see you're saying good. It's saying, so maybe let's think in terms of the sugya earlier, right? Of Yupadil Kameh. Suppose a malve wants to take Edis, not Danis. So what do we have in the early? He says, give me Bart Supporta, right? Edis Bart Supporta. So can he get it at all? Can he get it at Yekudul Kamei? Can he get it at Zulida Hashta? So the Torah had how many shittas on that? Three, right? The Rabbi brought down two of those shittas. To the extent that he can't get it at all because he has no claim for Edith. There's no claim for Edith. To the extent he gets a Yekudul Kamei, to the extent because the Lova had maybe gave some indication he'd be willing to part with it. But that means that there's a certain schus that the Lova has either to deprive the malva completely of edus, or to make set his terms, that if you're going to get it, you're going to get it at a higher price. That means that you see that there's a certain concern, right, that the lova should be able to hold on to edus. So it could be that the mirror of that is what you have over here playing at. In other words, the very takana itself that the malva gets Beninus, but this, the Nizek should still have a schus to hold on to what's Edis for him. So if the Malva getting Beninus does not come at the expense of the Lova getting Edis, say there, you make a takana. Now, I'm not totally matching the Gemara's up because we don't know exactly what the Edis is. It could be there's Edis b'shel Olam, here it's really, you know, it's Edis b'shelo, it could be, you know, whatever. But Lemaisa, but it could be it is gonna. It's enough of it to match the Gemara's together. Let's say the Edis is bishel olam here. So if the same way that a lova can exercise his right to hold on to Edis, that the malva should not take Edis. So to that extent, the lova has the right to be able to hold on to bainness, which is his Edis. Meaning the Chacham would not have been mitaken on behalf of the Malva, Mishum Nilas Deles, to take away what, even though it's Beinus B'Shalolam, to take away the Edus of the Nizik. It's mine. The same way, this Nikud I see in the earlier Gemara, that the Lova can push the Malva away, either completely, the Rabbi brings both Shitas, either completely from Bat Supporta, Edus Bat Supporta, or from at least for the price of Tishrei. The rabbi brings in except maybe because of Gilui Das, maybe you could say that he gets it at the raise, but because of the Gilui Das. But again, because of the Gilui Das. Because he revealed, and that was the issue there. Once he reveals he's going to give it away, okay, so maybe he has to settle now. But you see, short of the Gilui Das, the Lova says, I want to hold on to Edis. So you see that we're concerned the Lova should hold on to Edis. So too here. The Takana of Nilas Deles would not come at the expense of the Lova that he would be able to hold on to Edis. That's one svar maybe we could suggest. The other thing to say is that maybe on a practical Baal Batisha level, the Nilas Deles, we said this a little bit with Rashi in the Rif. Maybe the Nilas Deles itself is not as much of a concern in a case where the bainness is the best that the lova has. Because the malva is only going to feel upset and deterred from lending if he can get bainness when there is edus by the lova. And they're still giving me down to sending me to Ziburis. He's got edus. And he's got bainness. And I have to go to Ziburis. I'm not landed. But if he has Ziburis and he has Bainus, which is his best, and then they send me to Ziburis, so maybe I also understand this, and I should take away his Edis. Okay, let him keep his Edis. No, so from the Elis Delis perspective, again, I'm conjecturing. The Rashi doesn't say anything. He just states that the Takana was not said except only when there was still Edis left by him. It could be that that's also correct, that the Elis Delis itself is less of a concern when there is nothing better by the Lovet, so the Malva is more likely to understand and be okay with getting Ziburis, knowing that the Lovet, if I would take the other thing, he'd have nothing better. But if he has something better, that's when the Elis Delis is more pronounced. So again, but the Ravid Dafka could not see what Tosa said because that Svara is not correct in the Ravid's eyes. So the Ravid simply puts it in terms of what? In terms of that only when there's Edis left by the Lovet did they make the Takana. That's what the second Braisa holds. What does the first Braisa hold? That they made the Takana in every situation. Okay, that's the way the Ravid is quoting this earlier Pshat. Yeah?
Just a question on the second Svara. When the Gemara talks about Elis Delis by Yuka de la Kamei, it sounds like it's Dafka going on.
That he should get, he should get. Yeah. That's Svara.
Like it's like I just should never should have left lent it out in the first place because I'm not getting the best back. I don't really care if, he's
if it's
me
about
the best.
Money. Okay. Yeah. I mean. Also, just from the Pshat of the Gemara itself, the Gemara is acquainted that the Girsa was. That including but Saporta, the Gemara is saying Nilas Delis, but then we were Masbir, but that you need to come out to the Gilidas as well. So maybe it's Betsir for the Gilidas. See, but if we're saying it as a separate Svar by itself, you're saying. So the Gemara sounds like Nilas Delis is just the fact that the money was put out. Yeah, but Meidach Shigiv, so we saw the Rashi. Right on the top. Rashi, that Edis v'ziburis, the Bachov get ziburis, Rashi says that Takana was only when there's Beninus. Mishum Nilas Delis. And Rashi on the Rif said, because if he's not getting Edis, he's not going to be deterred. In other words, you see that you can play with the Svar of Nilas Delis also, even though there's, you know, you could tie into the same tie over there too. If I would have had my money, I would get Edis. I mean, if you go in the Gemara, Edis but Saporta, the Gemara is saying it even vis-a-vis Edis. If I wouldn't have lent you, I wouldn't have bought Edis with this money. Mitzat Sheni, Rashi says, Rashi on the Rif says, right, we read it, right? Hechad leka benis, leka nilas delis. So what do you mean? But if I wouldn't have lent you, I would have, I could buy Edis with the money. So you see that the Svar is not an absolute Svar. The Svara, but there's a Svara Lakan Lakan. All right, this is all the Ravid in quoting the other Rishonim. Okay, so we have so far Yonatan, yes?
I think the
first Svara, I was trying to go back to the earlier Gemara, what Yachavusa was alluding to, right? That the Gemara talks about a case of a Malveh who wants to get Edis but Saporta. And the Gemara may have mentioned that case, you know, in the Gemara explicitly, and then if you go with it, then it comes out Gemaskana, so Gemara, he could get it at the price of today, because Nilas Delis. If it's not mentioned, it could also be that he'll get it at the price of Nisan, Tosis holds, or he won't get it at all. But part of that Inyan has to do with, well, if you have a Gilidas of part of the Lova that he's willing to part with it at some price, which is Shaykh to the Karka, so that already gives the Malva an opening to get Edis. But short of a Gilidas, the Malva wouldn't have the Schus at Edis. That means that the Lova has a Schus to retain Edis.
But that's not the case where Gilidas is.
No, so I'm saying, but now to the same way you see in the Gemara, that part of that Gemara is pointing in the direction that the Lova has the right to retain Edis, to deprive the Malva of getting Edis. So it could be that that also would have relevance here. That halacha that the Baal Chov gets Beinus cannot come at the expense of the lova's right to hold on to edus. In this case, what's his edus? You know what I'm saying? So I see the parallel between the sugyas in that regard, in that nekuda, that the same way in the early Gemara you see that the issue of the malva getting edus at some price possibly is dependent on the lova's showing an indication to part with it. Short of that, the lova would retain a right to hold on to edus, and the malva would be able to get a schus in edus. So by the same token, the very takana itself that the Baruch Hu gives bainis is limited by the fact that the lova should have a right to hold on to edus. Meaning that if that bainis is his edus, then the takana did not give him the schus to bainis to begin with. I'm not saying it's a perfect analogy, but I think that the two seem to both be suggesting a similar svara. Again, and then the second point, this could be that, practically speaking, Nilas Delis is not really a strong consideration in a case where the Malva knows that if I would get it, I would be taking away his best, so the Malva can make peace with getting Ziburis. The Nilas Delis is more pronounced. It doesn't mean there is an element of Nilas Delis. Obviously, it could be, but it's certainly a greater Nilas Delis concern when it's a case where he has the Edis, and I'm leaving him Edis, and I'm still not getting Bainus. Okay, Lamaisa, the Ravid, has three kashas on his pshat. Three kashas. V'hukshali alzeh apirish, not four, for Pesach is four, here it's three. V'hukshali apirish shlosh advarim. What's his first kasha? Ha'echad she'en v'lashon ha'gemara takanda de'ula, elomar isli de'ula. So this obviously is because the Ravid's girsa is like we have also in the Rif. That when it Gemara starts by saying the de'ula pligi, but at the end, whereas we have mar isli takanta de'ula, the Ravid's girsa, you see in the Rif as well, mar isli de'ula, mar lasli de'ula. So that means that we're not talking about an issue of takanta de'ula. We're talking about what Ula said, not his takanta. That takana is not, is that they upgrade him to bainness. That's not the issue in dispute here between two brises. Something else is in dispute, namely what Ula said, meaning the premise that Ula began with. Namely, what's it going to mean? That Ula began by saying, Dvar Torah, Bachol Be'Ziburis. That is what the Machokis is going to relate to, not Takanta de Ula. And according to the Pshat of the Rishonim, it's going to have to do with the Takana, whether Takana was made in this situation. But the Girsas arrived, it was not Takanta de Ula, it was Mar Isle de Ula. So that's, again, with Fiyah's Girsa, it's a very strong kasha. According to the Girsa that the Tosis and Rashi had, obviously it's not a kasha, but that was why the Ravid had kasha number one. Second kasha, V'yesh HaFish Gadol B'Zeh Zeh K'mo She'Ano Osim L'Farish, good. Second kasha is, the Takana was not Ula, it was the Takana of Mishnah. Ula is only coming to explain the unique contribution of Ula is how we got to this takana, how we got to bainness. Are we going down from Edis, or are we going up from Ziburis? So what Ula is machadish is that we're going up from Ziburis. But the takana of bainness is a Mishnah. If you tell me that there's no takana and we're left to Ziburis, so then that's not about Ula. That means you're taking really the Mishnah, taking on the Mishnah, you're not taking on Ula. The Mishnah says the bottom line is Baruch Hu Beinus, and you're telling me Baruch Hu Beziburis in a case like this. According to Rashi, it's certainly a kasha. According to Tosis, it's also a kasha, because meaning to say it's not. It's, I mean, according, really more a kasha than Rashi, really, the Etzem, because Rashi is saying in an absolute way. Okay, Umay, that's his kasha also, the second kasha. It's not the takana of Ula, it was the takana of Mishnah. The old kasha, and here's the third kasha. That the sugya in Suvas Kuf Yud, we have Rav Nachman saying Mefurish b'shalohin shamin. Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, there have a machokes in the same issue, b'shaloh or b'shalola, and we generally hold like Rav Nachman bedini. Nachman was a dayan. We hold like Rav Nachman, and yet if Ravina is be interpreted the way we just said, then it comes at Ravina, who's a Basra, Ravina Ravashi with the Sofa Gemara, Ravina is going to be on the wrong side of the halach. I suspect Tosis had this concern as well, because Lamaisa Tosis, a little further down the Amud, concludes by saying, "V'ner da'locha de'bishalo ein shamin da'ochi ischigah Rav Nachman b'ksuvis." So it could be Tosis just says it because the sugya is finishing, so Tosis just gives you the bottom line. But it could be Tosis was recognizing that there was a certain weakness in his perush, because what he said earlier, Pshat Ravina, puts Ravina on the side of Bishal Olam Hin Shaman. So Tosis wants you to realize, Afo Piken Alach Kirav Nachman. But that's essentially the third kash. I don't know if anyone actually saw the sugya in Ksubis. Did anyone ever see the sugya in Ksubis Kufyud, what the context is? Just give you the bottom one, the maskanas, and not the whole shaka v'tarya, but it's like this. It says as follows. Two people were motzi shtar chov one on the other. So Reuven against Shimon, Shimon against Reuven. Each one, the shtar chov says, you owe me whatever amount of money. So Admon is of the opinion that the one that has a little bit of a later date can say, obviously, the other one will say to him, obviously I couldn't have lent you, it's ego hisachayv lach kesa talavim v'meni. How could you say I owe you, if I owe you money from before, why would you borrow it from me? So that could be a taina that one could say to the other. And the Chum say, no, Zegova Zegova. Zegova Shtachovo, Zegova Shtachovo. Good. L'maisa koita chachamim, we don't see it. It's not a contradiction. Each one has a right to collect. But then we have the following issue of Nachman Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, when he says Zegova Zegova, basically, it's not, you don't really need each one to come and make a claim and collect. Because it's hafuchim atarta lamali, basically it's like right hand, right hand, everything comes out even anyway. Assuming the amount is the same, right? $100. So like, what's the point? If Nachman says zegova zegova, why does he hold that? Why could there be any nafkamina from the fact that I can collect $100 from you, you collect $100 from me? Like, but my it's the same thing, we're going back and forth. So Gemara sets up the case like this, that one of them has Edis and Beinus. And the other one has Ziburis. Now it's going to be as follows. Now, Marsav Bishalo Hin Shaman, Marsav Bishal Kol Adam Hin Shaman. So, how does this affect the issue that is it relevant to go through the motions of Zegova Zegova? Would there be enough Gemina here from somebody? Would anyone be at an advantage vis-a-vis the other? So the answer is yes. Either way, if you hold B'Shalohin Shamin, then there is a point in going through each person being collected. Why? So Rashi explains, because Mimanav Shach Ika Ravcha Lebal Ziburis. Again, one of them has only Ziburis, the other one has what? Edis and Bainus. The Baal Ziburis is always going to come out ahead if we each go through the collection. Why? Because if the other one will collect first, so what will he collect? So if the other one's going to collect, he'll get the Ziburis. And then he has Edis, Bainus, Ziburis. And what do I get? I get Bainus. So I come out ahead. Because originally I had Ziburis, and now, at the end of the story, I have Bainus. That's if they take from me first. If I take from him first, so what will happen? I'll get Bainus. One second. Ichavi kadem bereshav gavi idach gabe idis ubainus v'ziburis magvi hech bainus v'iu kadem gavi bainus havi gabe idis. So now that becomes my edis, and what's going to happen when he comes to me to collect? He's going to have to get Ziburis. I come out ahead. That cheshbin only makes sense if you hold what? The Shalohin Shaman. That's Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, it's not a fuchim atat, it's not a waste of time going through the motions. It actually makes a nafkamina. Umasa b'Shalohin Shaman, and therefore they're coming together to collect. So the Gemara Rashi works out here, so therefore it's going to come out that Beis Din will give the Baal Ziburis, whatever, basically it comes down to be even. Okay, that's the cheshbon of the Gemara there. But that's the sugya in Ksubas Kuf Yud that leaves us with Rav Nachman holding that Bishalohin Shaman. So the Rav is asking our Tosfos, according to the pshat that you have in Ravina, you're going to end up seeing Ravina as holding Shalok Ka'alacha, because hold Rav Nachman, Ksubas Kuf Yud, and here you hold seemingly like Ravina, doesn't square. Says the Ravid, Nupsat. Inside or outside?
Inside.
Inside? Yeah, there's one line that's going to throw us off. I don't know Pshat exactly in that line. I'm worried about that line. I'm going to tell you right now. There's one line I don't understand. But everything else is good. Okay? There's one line. Okay. Vani yanti b'devreyem v'isi divi revina li b'dehilchisa. What I'm going to gain here is these three kashas, right? The issue is not about the Mishnah, the issue is about Ravin, about Ula. The issue is about the Kanta de Ula, it's about Ula be'etzem. What Ula say, what was Ula's contribution? Dvar Torah, b'chol b'ziburis. That's what's at stake here. And finally, Ula can certainly hold b'shalo hen shamin. Now just before we begin, let me give you the one more important nekuda here. What the Ravid is gaining is one more thing, namely, another answer to the kasha on the Braisa from if you hope b'shalo hen shamin. Understand? Because where do we start? If you hope b'shalo hen shamin, so how can the Braisa say, the Braisa we began with, say, Beinus v'ziburis, the Baal Chov gets Beinus together with the Nizik. After all, Te'ase Beinus Shalo Ke Idis, Idach Baal Chov et Ziburis. As of now, we have two solutions to explain that first braisa. One is to concede defeat, basically, and say b'shalolam hin shamin. That's what the two latter rebus emes were assuming. If you want to hold b'shalolam hin shamin, the only solution so far on the table is ha'isulis mecha. What the Ravid's Pshat and Ravina is going to do for us is going to present another answer to work out why the braisa can say that the Baal Chov gets Beinus, even if we hold what? B'shalo hen shamin. Okay, that's unique contribution of the Ravid's Pshat. So far, that's distinct from anything we've seen until now. So how does that work out? B'de'ula pligi. As follows. D'kule yalma b'shalo hen shamin. V'lo ha'isalodis mi'olam. So now, the obvious question is, so we're stuck seemingly right now. Right, checkmate, right? Check. Right. In other words, there's no answer but Haisalitis Umachara. And we're going to Shalom and Shaman. But the answer is what's going to save us is B'du'ula Pligi. That if we can explain with Ula, then it goes out, then works out. Because now the first Braisa is going to work out because it's going to be Shalom Ka'ula. What's Shalom Ka'ula? Not Takanta Du'ula. Shalom Ka'ula means who's the other side of Ula? Rav Shimon. Beautiful. Then everything is going to work out. Why? Iskei de'ula. So Bachov should have been ziburis. Gets upgraded to Beinus. But that's as far as he gets upgraded to. But what do we have here? B'shalo hen shamin. But this Beinus is what? If it's B'shalo hen shamin, what is this Beinus? It's Idis. So therefore he can't get Idis. He has to go down to ziburis. So therefore, the kasha that we had on the first braisa is actually the pshat in the second braisa. But that's only true because of Ula. Now, there's one thing here. Those words are an echo of Rashi. What did Rashi say? The top Rashi. Mukmina adoraisa means, and we don't have the takana. We don't have a takana in a case where there's idus v'ziburis. There's no takana. Mishum nilas delas. What would have been the takana? Charetz more than his din. Maybe the takana would have been, as we explained with Rav Nachum, what would have been the takana? Shelo litein lo what? Ziburis. He says, no, we don't have ziburis. We don't say such a takana. That's what he means. Mekmina la d'oraisa. So that's it. So we end up with the ziburis. The maisa, the cheshbon comes out that the beinus becomes idis, and he'll never have to get ziburis. And there's no place for the takana. To the extent that the beinus became idis, there's no place for the takana, as we explained. And Rashi put that in over here. This is next one I don't understand, but we'll just read the words. Inami atakanta. In other words, he's saying something very interesting. He's saying that when you have Beinus v'Ziburis, it's not just that it affects the Beinus to be like Edis, but what he seems to be saying is that what else is considered now? The Ziburis is now considered Beinus, because it's the second to his Edis. We would have thought that if you have a case of two pieces of land, one better than the other, then and it's B'Shalom and Shaman, then how do we grade them? Edis and Ziburis. I think that's what the rabbi thought first, that's before the Inami. So then you have Edis with Ziburis. So why is he getting Ziburis? What happened to the Takana to give him Beinus? What do you mean Takana Beinus? It's not Beinus. The answer is, but the Takana would be not to give him Ziburis, like Rav Nachman said. But the answer is, there's no Takana. There's no Takana in a case like this. And therefore, Mukmina Darais. So that's basically what Rashi said. And that means that in Chanami, our premise is correct, that when you have Beinus with Ziburis, B'Shalom and Shamit, it's like you have Edis with Ziburis. So that I understand what the... What he adds is interesting. He says, no, what you have here is now Edis and Beinus. So that the Shiloh and Shaman makes two pieces of land, one better than the other, viewed as Edis and Beinus. And therefore, what he's actually getting is within the Takan. But that's all because we're going with Ula. What Ula hold? B'Daraisa b'chol b'Ziburis. That's that one line that I told you I don't understand that. I touched the words for you. But he's suggesting, or he's at least misupik, possibly, that we view Edis Beinus v'Ziburis b'Shalom as Edis u'Beinus. Everything gets bumped up. You know, if it's relative, it's the next thing after the best, and it comes out, it's called Beinus. Okay, interesting. By the way, the Ravid is quoted also in the Rajba, and also the Ranik Suvis there, and that's Sugi and Kufiudik Suvis, the same Ravid. Now, what's the answer to the first Bryce? This is now the unique part of the Ravid. What's the pshat now in the first place? We're holding now b'shalom and sham, and we're also not going up the route that it's ha'isa l'idus ha'machar. What is the saving grace for the first b'risa? Less lay the ula, meaning what? Not the b'chol b'risa b'ziburis, but b'chol b'risa b'idus. Uman the amar b'chol b'beninis, less lay the ula. Ela Isrei de Rav Shimon, the Om Sech de Gitin, if Neymar Omer Bachol Bebeinis, Kolomar. So here he gives you Pshat in Rav Shimon's question. What's Rav Shimon saying? It should be Edis. Midoraisa, it should be Edis. Why did they change it? Why should it be Edis Midoraisa? So we could have said, well, Kesef, Talves Ami. No, the rabbi says something else. Kolomar. Hello, Roy, how you live with Midas Nishigamo Mocheset. Interesting. That's the reason why she got Edis. Interesting idea in the rabbi. Okay, so why doesn't he get this, the edis that she should get? Because gamoy mochesed. Elo shelo yira adam achaver sudden nar v'yom ekbet fel venu k'deshak venu v'chovi. As the Gemara says over there in Gittin Memtes, person shouldn't see a nice field and say, let me land in order to be able to collect that field. Says the Ravid, oh, if that's where we're coming from, that the only reason that the v'chov doesn't stick with his dindo raisa v'idis is because of the concern that he might be lending money with an agenda to get that edis, does that concern apply in our case? In a chinami, from the halachic standpoint, b'shalom in shamin, so what is this beinus of shel olam? What is its status? Be'etzem in halacha? Edis. But does this edis have in it that concern of ekpot velvenu? No, it's readily available on the market. It's beinus b'shel olam. Therefore, it will have halacha that it will become collected like the Doraisa of Edis. Because it doesn't have any reason to be downgraded. A new solution to the first Braisa. Helkach afal pisha zuad beinus nasa etzko Edis govem imenu. Even though it became Edis by him, but you can use it to collect hidei she'en kan kadei shalo yikmos velvenu. Share Edis kazu, this Edis, which again, halachically is Edis because b'shalom and shaman, but this Edis, which is beinus of shalolam, mitzim harbi ba'olam. The adina, mukminale, so we leave it on adina. Adina meaning what? The din Torah of Dvar Torah, din of Edis. V'zeh ha'pirush yashav etov. In other words, if it's in fact a beinus di alma, there is no chshash of ekpot velven. And that becomes a new answer to the first brisa. That comes out of the Ravid's pshat. So hear clearly what the Ravid's doing here. It's not a machlokes and takanta de ula of whether there's a takanta to upgrade it from Ziburis to Beinus. That would mean, according to Rashi, for sure, taking on the Mishnah Gittin, and that would go with the Gir Sabbe de Ula Pligi, and that would put Ravina on the wrong side of the Halach, because it means we hold Mishal Olam in Shabbat. So all that gets changed, but the Ravid, the issue has to do with we're going b'shalol hin shaman. We're offering a new answer to the first brisa, a new alternative. You don't have to go with ha'isalidus amachara. What are we saying? The machlokes between two brisa has to do with whether we hold like ula, which is midaraisa dina b'ziburis, or the hold Rav Shimon, the midaraisa dina b'idus. Ula says midaraisa dina b'ziburis, and we upgraded him because nilas delas. Rav Shimon says midaraisa dina b'idus. Why? Says the Ravid. A lot of chidush in the Ravid. Why? Because asalot tova, but they downgrade him because of the chashash, because of he'll be at post velven. Says the Ravid. The second brisa, beautiful. Why the second brisa gets ziburis? Because of the mechanism that we said, it became idus. The business became idus. So then, either says the Ravid. So then he'll get ziburis because it gets pushed out to ziburis. The ziburis. Right? If Benis was Ziburis, then now it's Ziburis, and you don't have any choice, because the Olam became Edis, and the Takana wouldn't apply here, so we give him the Dorais of Ziburis. Or, he actually has Benis, and getting Ziburis, he's getting Benis, Bishalot becomes Benis. That's the second Bryce. The novelty now comes in the first Bryce. The first Bryce holds, not like Ula. You hold not like Ula, so that means Midoraisa, he should get Edis. So he can get Edis here. They usually downgraded it. Why they downgraded it? Because of the chashash that he might want to be motivated by getting the best from the other person. That's only if it's objectively the best. If it's an Edis, the Alma, Shaloh, Alma. This is an Edis b'Shaloh, which halachically is Edis, but it doesn't have the trappings of why we wouldn't want to give him Edis, because it's available in the market. And therefore, he'll get Benis. Honu Pshat. So we have so far three Pshatim in the Ravina. So far, we have two more to go. Three Pshatim out of five so far. We can get two more. The Rambam, the Meiri, and the Rambam, and the Mukhi Yosef. We have three Pshatim. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ravid. Questions? Yeah, David.
Why can't we, in the way that Rabbi understands the first brisa, why can't we say, like we said earlier with Yukra de la Kameh, that he could hold down on the Beinonis, like the same shot that we had for the Rabbi understood Tosos?
What are you saying?
That by the way the Rabbi understood Tosos, why he doesn't have to give the Beinonis is because of just like what Yukra de la Kameh.
He should be able to hold on to it.
So why can't we say that same
but
shot?
But here's something else. Here, the halacha is Balchov has the right to get Edis. That halacha is not limited in any way. That svar b'yukud kameh is only when we talk about you're saying even that should even be if you hold me the rice so you know be Edis.
Yeah, why not?
And you have to know what comes first, in other words, to the extent that he should have if the fundamental halacha was be Edis. That doesn't have any constraints. But they pulled him down for the reason that was given, for Shimon's reason. So to begin with, if that reason doesn't apply, then we're back to the default, Adina Mukminale, that it's Dorai, that it's Edis. That halacha of the Edis doesn't have any, it's only after the Svara of that we downgrade him to Beinus, now we can have that discussion. But you have to first be within that framework that we're ready legitimately downgrading him to Beinus. Now you could say he has a schus to retain Edis. But if you never got to the point that you should downgrade him, so then nothing else gets considered. He gets Edis because he should get Edis with the Raisa, and there's no reason he shouldn't get Edis. I think that whole discussion is only after the fact that we have a takana to bring him down. But this never went into the takana. Follow me? In other words, here, it's a straightforward situation that about Chol should get Edis. Even though there's a takana, but not for such a case. In Edis v'shalot, that's Beinus v'shalolam, never went into the takana that the Balchov should get Beinus. That the Balchov should be downgraded. Ki'ilu, that Edis is still for him to get. If it's a Beinus, even though we hold B'Shalohim Shamin, and which makes us Edus, and normally we say Bachov is B'Beinus, but to this extent, the Bachov will be getting Beinus B'Shalohim, which is Edus B'Shalohim. Because there's no chash, there's no reason to bring him down from the din of Edus. Yeah. Yeah.
Just, can you maybe explain the second copy of the Rabbit again? Meaning, that's the front of the Mishnah, not
a... Yeah, well, again, I think I was stronger on Rashi than on Tosis, but Lemaisa, I guess his assumption must have been that to the extent that we're saying that the Takan doesn't apply either at all or in certain cases, the issue is not about Ula, the issue is about the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say, I guess the rabbi took it to sound like it's talking about all cases. B'chol b'beinus. And suddenly you start telling me, B'chol is not always b'beinus. For Rashi, never. For Tosfos, in a case like this. So you're not starting up with Ula, you're starting up with the Mishnah.
Sounds different from
that. No, according to the rabbi, it's not a problem. According to the rabbi, the Mishnah is good. You mean what?
Because, what's the difference between the first kasha and the second kasha?
No, the first kasha of the Ravid was that the Lashna Gemara, the Girsa the Ravid had, the Gemara was that Mar Yisrei de Ula, not Mar Yisrei Takanta de Ula. So that's the Machokis is in what Ula's Chidush Advar Torah Bachobis Yiburis. That's the issue. For the other Pshatim, it's the issue has to do with the Takana. And then see, so it's not Ula's Takana, it's the Mishnah basically said. It's Ula just explaining the Mishnah. But it's not about Takanta de Ula. The Gears is Ula. So it sounds like Ula meaning the Din of Vartar B'Ziburis. That's what Ula is coming with. But according to the other Pshatim, it has to do with the Takana, whether Takana was made at all, or Takana was made in this case.
Just going back, when the Rabbi quotes the other
Rishonim,
he doesn't quote the...
Ekpot Velven, right.
How come, why does it have to be that he was with
Kabbalah?
Maybe he just didn't quote that far.
You see, first of all, you see him foolish from the back. The Rav himself took for granted in his own pshat. That was the whole premise of his pshat, that the Ekvot Velvenel doesn't apply on something which is Edus by him, but by the Edus of the world. So it's clear that the Rav couldn't have seen that as part of the pshat of the other Rishonim.
But
according
to him, but when he's quoting that...
No, because it's clear that the Rav didn't see that as a valid svar. And the fact that he left it out sounds like it's not necessary. It's not part of the cheshbon. It's simply that alone, that the takana was only said when there's going to be Edus left. That's how he puts it. What he doesn't say is also revealing. He doesn't say anything but what he says. So it sounds like it's not about the issue of Tosis, and the fact that it's against what he himself holds. So, okay, well, Maisa has to go. The Rambam Pashtus could not fit with any of the aforementioned pshat. So then we have to come up with a new pshat for the Rambam. That's what the Biri does. Then we have the Mugi Yosef, which is a fifth pshat. Then we have to deal with the issue of what Tosis brings in, with the issue of how can you say that Pachas Kebekelem is considered to be Ziburis? After all, Kol Milimetav, who isn't that considered to be Edus, because it's metal to him.